Hi, my name's Camila. I am a fifth grade student at Winchester Thurston. These are my reflections on interviewing Nella DiPaolo. She talked a lot about how she was farming a lot in Italy, and she used to braid the little strands on the corn, and her mother would get mad at her because then you can't use the corn once you, like, braid it. They would have no time. They wouldn't, say, work for an hour. They would use the sun to tell time. When it was, like, at a certain point, then it was, like, noon, or once it went down, they said it was night. She made dinner a lot while her mother was out working, and her father was, like, in another country. He would come every couple months to visit them, see how they're doing. Her father really wanted to go to the United States, and her mother really didn't want to. They persuade her, so they went to the United States. When she was 13, her and her brother got sent to the sixth grade, so she was like the oldest one there. And there was this bully that would bully them every single day. And one day, the bully pushed her up against a fence and threw her on the fence. She hit her head and she was like laying there. And her brother came and he saw it and he punched the kid in the nose and broke it. I don't think he ever apologized for it. She always tells her grandchildren, never bully anyone from another country, just never do it because you don't know what's happening. She owns a business. It sells pizza. It's a family-owned business. She seems like a person who was like a hugger. She looked very kind and how she always wanted to help other people. If she could talk to her younger self, she would tell her that you're going to get through it. You're going to have a better life. You have to wait. And she talked a lot about her mother. She didn't have the best relationship with her mother at the beginning. Her mother counted a lot on her because she had four other siblings. But she was young. She was a child. She wasn't mature enough. And her mother, she was trying her best, but she just couldn't do it. But she talked about how once she moved to the United States, her mother had more help and she became a better mother and she grew a relationship with her.